While many in agriculture have concerns with the Trump administration's budget proposal for fiscal year 2018, noting it includes major cuts to many programs which would affect many producers. One of those concerned is Georgia Cotton Commission's Richie Seaton.
Two of the points that I've seen is a proposal to eliminate the market access program funds as well as the foreign market development funds. Cotton is the largest recipient of both of these, you know, export promotion programs. And it's very vital for us to have these programs because 75% of our raw cotton is exported. Another approximate 15% is exported in yarn and finished fabrics. And export markets are vital to the continued success of cotton and other agricultural commodities.
And Seaton explains how MAP funds are used in the cotton industry.
These funds are used in a myriad of different ways. A lot of our cotton organizations, Cotton Council International, in cooperation with Cotton Incorporated, they have such things as buyers tours, fashion promotions, particularly in that Southeast Asian market where our export markets continue to grow. And, you know, what we're doing is putting our product out there, working with our potential customers to show them how they can use the product and how it fits into fashion trends, styles, etc. And the end of this result is we're building more demand for our product, and that's the bottom line we're delivering for our producers.
To learn more about any of this, just contact the Georgia Cotton Commission office in Perry. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.